Toyday Teremashta Chof Aleph Shvat Toshim Pebes Reb Motzi Posen.
Seeing as I always like to be as uncontroversial as possible, I don't like to step on anyone's toes, so I thought I'll talk about something very neutral, something there's no vested interest in, and people are all very power about. And that is about the Erev. Now, a bit like the vaccine, the Erev, we have pro and we have anti, we have for and against. And I think with many things in life, the beauty of human beings, and especially being Jewish, is everyone's got an opinion. They say five Jews is 50 opinions. And every person feels one way or the other. And usually it depends what time of day you catch them, how they feel. And these things, they add to the beauty of life. Life's not boring when everyone's got their opinion. The truth is that whenever you've got people who are extreme in any opinion, usually you know they're wrong. Because everything is a balance and everything's a cocktail. There's nothing which is perfect. There's nothing which is always simple and straight. For example, something neutral like the vaccine. You have the pro, you have the anti. The truth is they're probably both wrong. Because there's no clear defined line. There's one rule for everyone with anything in life. And you have people who say the answer to this, the answer to that, the answer to anything in life comes to... Chinuch, people say, this is the right mahalach, this is the wrong mahalach. And usually, it's always a fine balance. There's nothing which is clearly right, clearly wrong. So I want to discuss a little bit about the background of the Erev, how an Erev works, and to understand exactly what's going on. We shouldn't look at it as a political issue. Is it good? Is it not good? Is this Rav right? Is that Rav right? Rather to understand a little bit of what we're doing and where it's coming from. The Erev, we rely on an Erev, using an Erev. Now, what really hit home and what really gave me the message was a big mistake I made recently. And that's when I really realized how people lose focus and you forget to realize what's going on here. And I realized from a mistake I made, what happened was like this. I built an Erev on my street at my parents-in-law across the road from me. And I made an Erev for my street so I was able to carry back and forwards to them. And so I myself don't like to use the Erev. I let my kids carry it. I don't like to use it. So one week I was there and they had cholent. I didn't. I needed a bowl of cholent. So I took this bowl of cholent and as my son was leaving the house, I handed him the cholent. Here you go, take it across the road for me. Fine, no problem. He comes across the road. As he walks into my house, I take the cholent off him. Sorted. He had carried it across the road. And I now had my bowl of cholent. So I see he's already smiling. I was over two Isuri Drabonon in this story, and he was over nothing if there would not have been an Erev. Let's say to carry into such a road would be Mamash Roshus Ram Daraisa, and is Daraisa to carry. With this scenario, when I handed him the cholent, he carried it across the road. I took it off him, he did nothing wrong, had there been no Erev, and I had done two Isuri Drabonon. I had done Akira, I had handed him the cholent. I had done Hanoch, I had taken the cholent back off him. And he had done the Hoitzah, but Hoitzah without Akira Hanoch, there's nothing wrong. No. Had he been a god, as well, there'd be nothing wrong. Had he been a god, he had done nothing wrong on Shabbos. There's a Gzered Rabbonon, in case he might come to stop, which is questionable, which we share him also, which don't. But Be'etzim, in the Malach of Hoitzah on Shabbos, he had done nothing wrong by carrying this across the road on Shabbos. I, on the other hand, I was trying to be Mr. Clever and not carry. I had done Akira and Hanocha. I had picked up the cholent and handed it to him. I had taken the cholent back off him in the destination across the road. And the actual crossing the road I didn't do. I was feeling like a saint. And really, I was the one that had done things wrong and he hadn't. Which, after I thought about it, I realized how you can get so confused and carried away by different things. And you forget to carry it away, mind the pun. Oh, so what I'm saying is I was trying to be frum and not carrying the Erev. And really, I'm the one that was over and carrying on Shabbos. And he, I thought he's a cotton, he can carry in the air. And he actually crossed the road with the cholent. But he had done nothing wrong, and I had done two Isur Drabana. Which means when you take things out of context, sometimes you can get things more wrong than the people who look at things straight. So whenever it does come to carrying in an Erev, you've got to think very balanced, think very straight. What exactly is going on here? What you're doing, what you're not doing. Because sometimes you have a person, the marshal, I say the story, this guy was very upset with the town that made an Erev, and he was big loichem, and he wanted to fight the Erev. And he realized, one week he had walked out with a tissue in his pocket, and he realized to himself that all shitters that hold, any Erev you make will always be according to some shitters, and he realized that I shouldn't be fighting so strongly, because really it could be that I had gained by having this Erev. So when you do have an Erev, whether you do like it or don't like it, you should always realize that you have to think about things balanced. This guy came to me a few years ago, it was Yom Tov, and he told me his father was in Salford, and he had, his father was someone who was on medication, he was an older person, he had medication, which he really needed, his life was dependent on this medication, and he said the medication was left in his brother's house in Prestwich. So he was discussing with me how to carry the medication, what to do. And he told me, let's just get things straight. In my opinion, there's no Erev. Now we can discuss how to get this medication here. And I thought to myself, he's completely wrong. Because whether you do like it or don't like an Erev, you always have to admit that all shitters the hold is good. And the all shitters hold, then Erev may not be good. And therefore, to look at things in a balanced perspective, rather than get fanatical, there is, there isn't. Whenever people are very confident about their opinion, like my example of the vaccine, you know that they're just getting carried away with their own belief, and they're not looking at things in a balanced perspective and understanding the yesod of what's going on here. So I thought it would be interesting to explain the yesodas of what every Erev is hinged on, the very foundation with which every Erev begins, and then we'll understand where things are going. So you'll understand the Ashut is like this way, the Ashut is that way, and like most things in Yiddishkeit, it's subject to machloikas. Very few things are clear cut. And if anyone ever says, no, it's definitely like this, you know they're taking the fanatical approach, which is usually the unbalanced approach, and therefore usually wrong. So we're going to start with the beginning, we'll start with the Gemara, we'll go through the Rishonim, get to Shulchan Aruch, and see how things play themselves out, so we understand where things are coming from, and it shouldn't always be fanatical. Now there's a very interesting question Chacham Tzvi asks. And Chacham Tzvi says that maybe in Manchester you don't need an Erev. Why? Chacham Tzvi says you don't need an Erev anywhere in England. He says England is an island. We know when you make a mechitza, it's got to be 10 tefachim high. So that's the Chacham Tzvi, the entire way around this little island called England, you've got the sea, and you've got the drop from the coast down to the water, which means you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim high, from the land down to the sea, all the way around this little country, and therefore the entire England has a mechitza around it. You're sorted. Oh. So let's go slow. But even if there is 600,000, if you have a huge wedding hall and you put in this wedding hall 600,000 people, you still have to carry inside. Once you've got a proper, oh yeah, you get smaller countries, right? So, right. You got these small islands. There was actually someone told me he went on holiday to an island. He said this island was mamash like Gehenna. There wasn't a single yid there. Only going, Mamish felt like Gehenim. And he's on an island, it was a very small island. Was the halacha such an island? Is it called a din of Shuzi Yochid? It's completely secluded all the way around. Has mechitzel. It's Gemara. The Gemara Bracha says, Yisrael enter up in a Gehenim. Kuehega sends you to Alistair Blossom. Says that no yidin are going to Gehenim. So obviously, we have to understand it in context. But the idea is that he said, Mamish felt he was there alone. There was no yidin. Only going there. So now we have this mechitza way around England. So the Chacham Tzvi, great, go carry on Shabbos in England. You don't need an Erev. So he brings two answers. He brings Tosfos and he brings the Ritva. Tosfos says that when do you say a mechitza is good, a mechitza that everyone just walks over and everyone ignores is not a good mechitza. How does that work? What sort of mechitza would be good? What sort of mechitza would not be good? Says Tosfos, a mechitza that's made with the Shemayim. A mechitza that's made by God is not made by human beings. It's a natural phenomenon, natural occurrence. Such a mechitza is only good if no one crosses the mechitza. Which means, if you would have a wall built by mud that just came about through creation, and people would constantly walk over this mud, 10 tefachim high mechitza, and ignore it, then it would not be valid. Whereas if you would build a wall and everyone jumps over the wall, it'll still work. A mechitza b'dei shemayim is no good a mechitza if osi rab matl mechitzas. If everyone walks through it. Says the Chacham Svi, according to Tosfos, people come and dock on England, they come across from the water, people enter the country the whole time. So the mechitzas made by a god, the mechitzas which are natural phenomena are ignored. People don't treat as a mechitza. Saying people don't treat as a mechitza is not a valid mechitza. Says the Chacham Svi, according to Tosfos, England would not be a Rishas Yochid, relying on the surrounding borders, natural borders, created the Maase Bereishis. Yeah, so a cliff edge, so there would be a lot of areas that are mechitzas. There are areas in England that people do not go, but ultimately the whole mechitza around is not completely locked away. So I thought of an idea, according to this, if you would put up proper mechitzas by the ports, the proper source of Pesach would be man-made, so the rest of the country, no one's coming in, that's a proper mechitza. The place people are entering through the ports, if there you would put a source of Pesach, maybe you'd sort the problem of Tosfos, and it would take to be a good Shas Yochid. Maybe. Chamzi brings another teretz. He brings the Ritva. The Ritva says, this is quite a big chumrah, and it may make a problem for various places. The Ritva says, a place that's so big, and you can't see from the middle, when you stand in the middle, from side to side, like back to our wedding hall, you make a wedding hall which is huge, and it's so big you can't see that from the one horizon to the other across, says the Ritva, it's not good in Shas Yochid. It's got to be, from wherever you stand, you can see completely all around the mechitzas. If someone's blocked here, there's another room, that's not a problem. But it's got to be, it's not far enough, distant enough, that the eye cannot detect the mechitza from one side to the other. Says the Chacham Svi, according to the Ritva, there's another teretz. In England, it's so big that you can't stand anywhere in the country and see the borders all around you. Therefore, Chacham Svi says another reason why England would not be a Shas Yochid. But it's very interesting. Make good table conversation. Why is there a problem to carry in England? Even that area, you have natural mechitzas around. So you have two Jerusalem. Tosfos says that man-made mechitzas always work, but if it's a natural mechitza, it only works if no one crosses over the mechitzas. And the Ritva says it's too big to see side to side. We don't look at it as one single encapsulated Shas Yochid. Okay, now we get down to brass tacks, how to work with the mechitz, with an Erev. We know the Shulchan Aruch brings, there's a chiv to make an Erev. The Rosh says, you're in Chirim if you don't make an Erev in a Shtot. So you see how much and how important the poskim of stress making an Erev is. So how does the controversy come about if we see that there's a Chasim Sofer, there's a Molchaz, many times we find the Rishonim Achronim, they point out the urgency to make an Erev. So Rav Moshe explains the reason why there was such an urgency all the way through history is because there were people carrying the whole time on Shabbos. And says Rav Moshe, people were very stuck. We know how it used to work in the shtetl. Everyone put their cholent in the bakery. And they had to get their cholent on Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe, today we have running water, we have toilets, we have cholent at home, we have our own heating system, we have svarim, we have sidurim. We have so much. Every house has today what you would normally find collectively in the entire town. Says Rav Moshe, the urgency is not there anymore. The only urgency would be if people are anyway carrying. And Rav Moshe says, every town you have to see what the situation is. But the urgency, and when the Rosh says, you're in Chirim if you do not make an Erev, that was talking about what people were anyway carrying. And there was such a necessity, because without it, people could not function in their lives. But maybe the Zahar was much stronger. But Rav Moshe says, today, where people have whatever they need, if no one's carrying, the urgency, the importance, the Chazal attached to making an Erev may not be present today. So that's Rav Moshe to explain why today we may not have the severity that they always had, and the chiyuv the Chazal told us to always make sure every place had an Erev. Now, when it comes to making an Erev in town, so what people want to know, what's the big fuss? Many times you make a garden Erev, you make an Erev around a holiday camp. Why is a town different? So the answer is that all begins with the Gemara in Erevin, Tavov, Tavchav Beis. Twice the Gemara says the same thing. The Gemara says Yerushalayim, he loved the losses. If there would not be doors around the Erev in Yerushalayim, then it would be also to carry Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says that in Yerushalayim Erev, you need the doors on the Erev. So, why do you need doors on the Erev? What's going on here? We know an Erev normally has a Torah Sapesach. You've got string across, two sticks on either side. That's a Torah Sapesach, it's a doorway, and that normally works as a mechitza. Why? What's the fuss going on here? Yerushalayim needs doors. So the Machalik is showing him what's going on. Some Rishonim say the reason why you need doors is because Osir Rab Matl Mechitzas, which means, as we said earlier, when you've got a Mechitza, Torah Sapesach, and people are walking through, a Torah Sapesach means it's a Mechitza. This area ends here, and from here a new area begins. If that's true, people are walking through the whole time. So the Rishonim say, Pshat the Gemara is, if you have a door and the door can be locked, you show that now I let you through, walk through, no problem. It comes a time where the door gets locked. door gets closed, it gets shut, and the door is locked. It shows this is a new area. Be like mezuzah. Why do people want to know when you have mezuzah, when you're not have mezuzah? The answer is, if you have a new area that from this place on marks a new place, it's chayav mezuzah. Whereas you have a Torah Sapasach in the middle of nowhere, like a to hold up the roof, this Torah Sapasach does not mark a new area. Sometimes people have a doorway which they split the doorway, the room into two. So the old doorway remains, but this doorway, why is it there? It's there because no reason. I'm too lazy or too cheap to take it down. It doesn't mark a new area. Sometimes you have a beginning of a house, if you walk in the front door, and a little bit you've got a Torah Sapasach. Sometimes people feel they come in the house, and they stop there, they don't go further. That Torah Sapasach offers something. It shows this is a new area. People have a guest room, and they've got before the guest room a Torah Sapasach. It shows this is one part of the house, this is another part of the house. A Torah Sapasach marks a new area. But it says that there was Rishon, and that's when people stop there. But if people walk through the whole time, doesn't show nothing. You're going to need a doorway to show it's a new area. So Yerushalayim, Yilav Delosses, if Yerushalayim would not have doorways, people are in and out the whole week traveling. You need a door to strengthen the Torah of Pesach. And without a door, this area would not work. That's what some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim learn, no, you don't need Minatari, it's a good area, there's no problem at all. People can see a Torah of Pesach, they know to stop, it's a different area. Why do you need doors? It's a Din Drabbanan. Chazal says, we would like you to have doors, but for a similar reason why the other Rishonim say, there's no ma'akav. According to the first of Rishonim, if you don't have the doors, there's no Erev. According to the second one's hold, no, midrabbanon, you need the doors. Without the doors, it still works. Just as it's a drabbanon to carry without doors up. Now really, if you think about it, there's one, as far as we know, as far as I know, there's one Erev in the world, I think everyone's seen at one point in their life, that has doors. Again, you've got a place like Kiryat Sefer, which is locked away. But an Erev in the middle of a road, I think the only place in the world we know is Rav Chaim Pinchas Sheinberg's Erev on Sorotzkin, just by his house on Petach Tikva. You have the big yellow gates. And further along down Sorotzkin, you've got the other set of yellow gates. And those yellow gates, I think people are familiar with them. You drive up and down through Ramema, and you get to see these yellow gates, the big gates with the big doors, these big Sorotz Pesach with the gates on them. They're usually open. On Shabbos, they're usually closed. And then when people come along, or the ambulance comes, they get them opened on Shabbos. So really, if you think about it, if we all know an Erev is a Torah Pesach, what are these gates all about? Such a strange phenomenon. Stop putting gates up. The answer is, to get the highest form of an Erev, according to these Rishonim, hold that an Erev of Torah Pesach without doors is useless. You would have to have these gates on an Erev. And that's Reb Chaim Pinchas, even though he didn't carry an Erev himself, but when he built his Erev to get to Tar, which is all the way down in Sorotzkin from his house, down Petach Tikva, down Ponomiris, all the way to Sorotzkin, he had these gates, so in case he knew it'd get old, he'd need to be pushed in a wheelchair, and that's what he relied on. Why do you have these gates? For this reason. So you see that these gates are that important, and he was able to arrange it somehow, and build these gates for his Erev. So we have this machalik to be showing him. Either way, you need the gates. The first Erev showing him hold, why do you have gates? Because people come and walk through the machitza, and ask the rabbi, people are coming, on mavatl machitzas. This Mechitza Torah Pesach, it's a very nice doorway, but if everyone walks through, they show they don't care, you need doors. The second Mahalach is only a Din Drabbanan. Chazal said you need it, but the Erev is still valid with that. Okay, now we've explained the Gemara. Yerushalayim will have the losses, it would be also to carry on Shabbos Yerushalayim. The question is, how do we paskin? Which set of Rishonim do we paskin like? The answer is, Shulchan Aruch brings both Rishonim. Yerushalayim like this, Yerushalayim like this. Now we know Shulchan Aruch, when he brings the shit is like this, Yeshem and Yeshem, we pass on like the first Malach. And the first Malach, how he goes, is the Rishonim hold, you need gates. So according to Shulchan Aruch, he's passing, you need gates. He does bring the second opinion, which obviously he's bringing it to rely on in case of necessity, but how Shulchan Aruch beheads a passing, as the Prima God in Mishmur points out, he's passing that you would need gates on a Erev that people are walking through the Torah of Pesach. He brings a second opinion, but either way you see, whether you go the first opinion or second opinion, you need gates. Just the second opinion is Din Drabbanan. I mean, if you carry it on Shabbos, and you go like the first shit of the Rishonim, that you need the gates to make the Erev Kosher, you've carried on Shabbos. According to the second set of Rishonim, you haven't carried on Shabbos. There's no Yitzhak in that Torah. It's a Drabbanan of having an Erev without gates. So the severity changes from the rest of Drabbanan, but ultimately you would need gates according to Shulchan Aruch. Those are the two shits in the Rishonim. Now obviously, as we know with everything, as we said in the introduction, everything's much more broad and bigger than you can ever imagine, and there's a huge sugar out there. There are times you don't need gates at all. There are times even gates wouldn't help. So I'm just giving the mainstream, the usual case, how it works. But obviously it's much bigger and greater than that. So now, According to Shulchan Aruch, you would need gates both ways. So how to work? We see many areas that people have around towns. They don't have doors, they don't have gates on them. You have to Zeros HaPesach around the town. What's going on? Shulchan Aruch says, Kun the first shita, which is where he paskins, it's ma'akav and the area is not valid. Kun the second ma'alach, it's valid, but you have a rabbono. So what's going on? So the Mishmurah asks the question. Mishmurah says, you look around, he says, the minig already, people bring Zariah. Mishmurah says, the minig in towns all over the world is to build an area without gedalosses, without doors, without gates. Ask the Mishmurah, what's going on? So he says, Nibi Aloch, I'll tell you what's going on. He makes the shtickle to like this. According, really, the people are going to say, we go with the second opinion. We go with this, the Rishon, behold, there's a mitzvah, the chiv, drabonot have gates. So we've avoided any chashash, is deraisa v'itzah. There's no chashash deraisa. Fine. You now have a mitzvah drabonon to build an area with gates. What's going on with that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we only need to have gates when you've got a shuzarabim deraisa. A proper shuzarabim. We know there's the famous machloikas, where there is or isn't shishim riboy, where there is or isn't 600,000. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they're relying on the fact there's no shishim riboy. Klab the din drabonon. Meaning, you can't rely on no shishim riboy for din deraisa, because it's a machlokes rishonim, and according to the facts, you've got a shishim riboy. According to rishonim who don't care about shishim riboy, you're carrying on Shabbos. Says the no deraisa. You don't need the losses. Second opinion. Second opinion holds you need doors, drabonon. Klab the din drabonon, having doors, you can rely on the shitters, there's no shishim riboy, there's no 600,000 people. To avoid this drabonon on having doors. That's the mishmash nickel there. So, again, in summary, the machlokes rishonim, some rishonim say you always need doors, some rishonim say you only need drabonon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're going with the shita holes, you need doors, drabonon. No doors, deraisa, drabonon, need doors. And this din drabonon, we can say, if you're allowing the shittas, there's no 600,000 people, this drabonon. But if it is deraisa, we would not allow them. So that really brings us to most practical areas of what they rely on. Relying on this, we go with the Hamrim, the second opinion, which the Shulchan Aruch Pasha is not going with, relying on that. And even in that, what am to your doors? Drabonon. You can't just be over as drabonon. If I know it's all the rice, it's drabonon. He's my doors on the drabonon. The answer is, I'm relying on the fact there's no 600,000 people. And that's how every area, most areas around towns, are born out of this shtickle terror of Mishnah Berurah. So, the first thing to know is that people who say they've got the most brilliant area in the world, it could be they do, but you're already, unless you've got doors like Rabbi Scheinberg did. And I was talking to someone a long time, and he was telling me, no, it's not like that. I said, these gates that Shammuk put up were not free. They cost him money. Now, if why was he doing it? Besides the fact Shulchan Aruch says it, and that's Rav Rishonim, and Mishmaros says that's the Pashas, the Prim Kobes, that's how we Peskin. Besides all that, why was he putting these gates up? To say you've got a fantastic Erev, which is perfect, don't tell me, I have an Erev, it's like carrying in your dining room. I said, really, where are the gates? Because no, we have Torahs of Pesach. You can't say it's a perfect Erev unless you've got proper doors. Now I should point out there are other shtickle Torah to rely on. You can have the Oyim Merub and other Tzirufim which may work as well. But to be Yotza everyone, to make it the most perfect Erev, you can say there's no Shitta in the Rishonim or Shulchan Aruch which holds is a problem, you would need to have doors. So the starting point is to be aware that every Erev you're already entering this Machlokes. However perfect it is, the most perfect Erev in the world. And as I told this guy, so if Shabbat can put his money in the bin, why build these gates from sugar, what for? There must be some validity to it. And the answer is, we saw in Shulchan Aruch, this is Rishonim. So again, you could make a very good Erev, which to almost all shittas, you don't need gates. If you do other Tzirufim, which are hard to get, they can be done. Sometimes you see an Erev which looks, where are your gates? The answer is, they've got other shtiglich that go into it. They've got, like we said, a Merubah. They've got Shem Dal Mechitzas. They've got other Mahalchim. But again, it's not perfect, but it's a lot better. But to understand, well, as soon as you have a Machlokes, as soon as you have an Erev, and there's not a gate on the Erev, like they go on Karasefer, they have on Strotskin, these places, you are already entering a huge Machlokes, which the Pashas is, you would need gates, there's a Shtikal Torah, say you don't. Now, once you're aware of that, you have to realize that Midrabonon, you still need gates, and what do we say? Mishmurah says, no, for that we rely on, there's no Shishim Riboy. But you have to be aware that Shishim Riboy against the Machlokes, why? Shulchan Aruch brings four Mahalchim to say what Rosh's Rabbim is. It's got to be 6 hammers wide, it's got to be, there's no roof, there's 4 different ways. And if you have any of these things, if you're missing any of these things, Rosh's Yochid, you've got a big road, and there's a roof over the road, it's not Rosh's Rabbim Deraisa, you're allowed to make an Erev without gates. Why? Because it's not Rosh's Rabbim Deraisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'yeshem, brings the Machlokes. V'yeshem, if there's no Shishim Riboy, there's no 600,000 people, then it's also not good, not called Rosh's Rabbim Deraisa. Which means, you have a small place, you've got this little, let's talk about an isolated island, where there's only 200 people on the island. So V'yeshem, as well, this place is not Rosh's Rabbim Deraisa, and be allowed to make an area without gates. There's no real threat. There's no real Rosh Rabbah. This Yesh Oimrim is Yesh Oimrim. Yesh Oimrim means some say, and the Be'alacha explains, it's big machloikas. So even if you want to rely on the Shekul of the Be'alacha, to say you're allowed to make an Erev without the losses, and you're going with the Yesh Oimrim Shulchan Aruch, the whole, there's only Dindra Bonon, and Klav Dindra Bonon where you gates. No, there's no Shishim Riboy. This Shishim Riboy is the Yesh Oimrim. It's a machloikas. Subject to big machloikas. And then Mishpura says, you're Yesh Ram Shpimechme, but make a Dini can be Mekel. So I'm just showing there's a shtickle Torah on the shtickle Torah. First you have to say, the Minat Torah, we're not going with the Fish Itta, which is Pashas V'Halacha, we're going with the Yesh Oimrim, it's only Drabbonon to have gates. Now, in the Drabbonon to have gates, we're saying another shtickle Torah. We're going with the Shitta of the Holes, that if you don't have 600,000 people, then it's not Kosh Ram Daraisa. Then you come to shtickle Torah number 3, how to prove there's no Shishim Ribbon. See, there's two big mistakes people make. People look at a road, say, show me 600,000. What's going on? There's 600,000. You go to Leicester Road, or any road, Barrow near Barrow. How many people travel along this road? In fact, if you look at the Ministry of Transport website, I don't think there's any road in the world that has 600,000 people a day. You go to George Washington Bridge, you go to places in China. I don't think there's a single road in the world that has so many people traveling every day. Even pre-corona, when people drove to work, they didn't have. So what's going on? The answer is they make a big mistake, because Rashi says, it all comes from Rashi. Rashi says, Ir she nechnosim boy shishim riboy. So the first thing to know is, Rashi says, Ir. Ir means a town. You don't need a single road. It's nonsense saying you need a road. It's Ir she nechnosim boy. A town that holds Machne Leviyah, talking about where the Leviyim were, and all the Klaishol walked into Machne Leviyah on a constant basis. But they didn't all line up in one single road. It's Ir she nechnosim boy, Rashi says. And Rashi is the Makor for this whole letter. Number two is, people say, where's the 600,000? The Rishonim point out, the Rishonim read the Medak and Rashi, says, Ir she nechnosim boy. It's a place that they come into. It doesn't say, Ir she yesh boy. It means people come in. They're not always there. They come in, and they come in randomly, sporadically one day. This amount of people, this amount of people. But it means it's there to cater and to serve 600,000 people. So if you have a town where 600,000 people would come in at some time, some people are magnitude to a month, some say to a year, it depends how long, some say over a lifetime, where it serves this amount of people, that's here, it's a town, not a road, shenichmasam by the people come in. So that's shtickle Torah number 3. Just to sum up. Number 1 is, you have to, we're not going with Rovi Shoinim, we're not going with Dikadin, the Halacha, that you need the losses, Minat Torah. No, Minat Torah, the air is fine, just Midrabbanan. No, Midrabbanan, wait, well, show me your, we keep Drabbanans too, where are your gates? No, Midrabbanan, I'm going to say, that what? There's no Shishim Riboy. Okay. No Shishim Riboy makes into Shishim Yachid, but Machlokes Rishonim. And even if you go with this Machlokes Rishonim, there's a Machlokes in Metzias, how you would create a Mansav to say there's no Shishim Riboy in this situation where you've built. So you have to Shtickle Torah number 3. Now really it gets much more complicated than that, we'll run out of time, but the voice to show that you're dealing with 3 Machlokes Rishonim. So that's why sometimes you see people who come along and say, no, there's no Chashash at all. It's just Amaratzis, it's a posh, a lack of knowledge, there's no Machlokes at all. They think carrying an air of their drinking a cup of water. The biggest section of Shulchan Aruch is given to Hilchos Erevin for a reason, because it's very big and very complicated. To say no, there's no Shaila, it sounds foolish, because obviously there's a huge sugya there, and that's why it's to make an Erev that works with every single shitta is quite impossible. Now I'm not saying you have to cover every single shitta when you make an Erev. You can rely on the ikka, a poiskim, we go like, that's all fine. But people say, you know, people who are machma, meshuga, they're not meshuga at all. There's always many, many chosh rishonim out there, and chosh rachronim and poiskim, who would hold they wouldn't be good. Now you want to carry, no problem, no one's saying you shouldn't carry. But to understand that it's so much bigger than to look at it from an isolated view and understand that what we're doing is shtikachter, which may all be true, but it's subject to big machlokas. And someone who doesn't want to has definitely got a lot to rely on to say, I want to be machme. Someone who's making fine what to rely on too. But you shouldn't go along and think that these people are machme or meshuga, because it's a big picture out there. And back to our example of the vaccine, it's something which is not clear, it's something that may never be clear, and therefore to understand everything with a balanced view is subject to big machlokas. Okay.